时候，我们可以同心用任何的语言来攻读。
Language of your choice.
啊，预备，请。
Who's going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer from what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect.Keeping a clear conscience so that who speak malicious against you, good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander, for it's better for it's God's will to suffer for doing good than for doing evil.
好，我想请问各位有没有在信主之后灵命成长过程会起起伏伏的经验？
Have you ever experienced up and down after you receive Jesus?
有好几个点头，有好几个不理我。
So some ignore me, some not.
可能还在思考哈。
So maybe still meditating.
在我们信主之，可能有些人还没有信主，所以我就不怪你哈。可是当我们信主过程当中，你有没有觉得你的信仰的过程当中，你的灵命好像有起起伏伏的经验？有没有？有哈，有哈。
So up and downs.
那假如我们信主过程当中，有时候火热，然后有时候很冷淡。好像随着我们的情绪好像起伏不定心情好的时候就来聚会，心情不好的时候就在家里休息。
Sometimes fervent, oftentimes indifferent, wax and waned, attend worshipped according to our mood.
那请问这是不是有这个？如果我们这样子的心情常常这样调整，是不是这就是没有稳固的灵命
？Without spiritual stability.
其实不是的，因为这是一个正常的反应。
So it's normal for everyone.
因为在灵命成长的过程当中，每个人都会起起伏伏。
To have peaks and valleys.
有时遇到高山有时候面对低谷。
Peaks and valleys.
但假如这种情绪的起伏太大或是太频繁呢？那我们顶多可以说这就是没有稳定的情绪，而不是没有稳固的灵命。这是两个是不同的。
If it happens too frequent or without major fluctuation, then it may be due to mood swings. Solid spirituality is different.
属灵生命是必须要不断的成长茁壮，那过程是没有错，是会有起伏。
Spiritual life need to grow continuously despite up and downs.
但最终呢，还是能够拥有稳固的灵命。
Eventually, she achieves stability.
只要这个人所建造的根基是稳固妥当的，最后都还是会有一个稳固的灵命。
As long as the foundation is solid.
但问题是，我们要如何看出这个人他拥有稳固的灵命呢
？How to tell a person with solid spirituality?
不光是这个人每天读圣经有祷告就够了。
Not just daily devotional.
也不是这个人每周有按时间上教堂参加教会的活动就行了。
Regular Sunday worship and attending church activities.
因为拥有稳固的灵命，它需要有外在成熟的表现。
It requires mature actions.
当彼得他在写信勉励当时教会的信徒，在彼得前书第三章这里一开始他就强调成熟基督徒的重要性。
In 1 Peter chapter 3, Peter wrote about and encouraged church disciples.
特别是对夫妻之间要分别要当如何行
？About mature marriage。
那接下来呢，也提到一般性的原则，不管是你哪一种身份只要是成熟的基督徒都应该留意的事情。
Follow general principle for mature Christians。
但是其中有一段话，就是我们刚所读的，好像在强调一个拥有稳固灵命。所应当拥有的表现。
Some verses were about action displayed by mature Christian with solid spirituality.
它是在于要在外在的行动当中所展现出的成熟度。
So mature action matters.
的确，我们看见那些热心行善、似乎灵命很好的人，竟然还会让人家陷害，而且还为义受苦。
Sometimes we saw charitable and spiritual people suffer for righteousness.
但是彼得呢，却鼓励这样的人内心要保持稳固，不要害怕人的威吓。
Peter encouraged such people to stay calm, fear no threats or panic.
也不要惊慌。
No panic.
接下来彼得就提到，稳固的灵命应当有三方面的表现。 分别是在对神、对自己以及对他人三方面的表现。
Then Peter extolled three aspects of spirituality toward God, toward self, and toward others.
好，所以接下来我们要从这三方面，我们一起来学习。
So let's study this.
第一个是对神，也就是向上哈。他圣经告诉我们说，要心里尊主为圣，也就是有受苦心志来顺服旨意。
First toward God, revere Christ as Lord, submit and willing to suffer.
好，让我们一起来攻读第十三节、十四节。还有十五节上半节跟十七节，好不好？预备，请。
Who is going to harm you if you're eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you're blessed. Do not be frightened, but in your heart revere Christ as Lord. For it's better if it's God's will to suffer for doing good than for doing evil.
好，这里好像反复的一直在提到一件事情。就是基督徒受苦。
So it is repeated here.
而且呢，提到一件事是好人居然会受苦。
Will good people suffer?
那请问做好事的人怎么会受苦呢？那热心行善的人会不会受到人家的陷害？
Will charitable person be framed?
会不会受到不公平的对待？
Or threatened unfairly.
这理论上好像不对的，跟我们过去的理解，好人有好报，不是吗？
Theoretically, nobody should prosecute charitable person.
而且我们不会去逼迫那些行好事的人，热心行善的人，应该不会受到逼迫呢。但是事实上，哎，不一定哦。
Yet quite the contrary.
在这里讲到有谁陷害你们呢？这句话并不是说。没有人会加害陷害反对热心行善的人。
So suffer or harm.
这个害这个字就是伤害的意思。也就是说热心行善的人虽然会受到拦阻反对之类的伤害，但是就算如此，这些反对的人仅多只能伤害这些人我们的身体，而不能够伤害我们的属灵生命。
It may mean opposition and obstruction against charity, causing bodily harm, yet unable to damage spirituality.
所以这些人，也就是接下来所谓那些是为义受苦的人。
Blessed those who suffer for righteousness.
那耶稣在登山宝训呢，主要在强调天国的观念。
Jesus preached Sermon on the Mount.
而天国是属于那些为义受逼迫的人。
About the same, a kingdom of heaven.
因为他们是有福的。
Since they're blessed to be prosecuted for righteousness.
既然他们是有福的，就不要去惧怕人的威吓。
Since it's blessed, then no need to fear their threats or be frightened.
一般世上的人，我们都会惧怕这些来自人的威吓。
So no panic.
可是这里讲到也不要惊惶。惊惶是指摇晃的意思。
Nor stumble or tremble.
也是就是颤抖的意思，不要颤抖的意思。
Shake.
因为如果我们真的是有福的，那表示神一定会站在我们这一边来保护我们。
Since we're blessed, God will protect us. He's on our side.
并且圣经还特意的告诉我们说，我们若因行善受苦，也是出于神的旨意。
It's God's will for us to suffer for righteousness.
那既然是神的旨意，我们只好顺服。
We should submit.
因为其中一定有功课。要让我们学习
and learn from it.
那就算受苦也是会与我们有益的。
It's beneficial rather suffer for righteousness.
所以我们宁愿因行善受苦，也不要因行恶受苦。
So we rather doing good than doing evil.
一个是福，就是配为主受苦，主的荣耀；另外一个是祸，是让主受失望、受惩，然后受主受羞辱。
We're blessed by God for suffering for Him and glorify Him. Woe to us if we disappoint God and put Him to shame.
愿意为主而行善受苦，这是消极方面，在心理建设的态度上要有所调整。
It is passive to suffer for doing good.
那另外在积极方面呢，我们内心的坚持要在心里面尊主为圣。
More actively, we should insist on God's holiness.
所以这是一体两面的，不可以分开的。
These are the two sides of the same, inseparable.
因为你不尊主为圣， 就不能够为主行善受苦。
If you don't revere Christ as Lord, then you can't suffer for His righteousness.
你若行善受苦，就代表你尊主为圣。
You suffer for righteousness means you revere the Lord.
那什么是尊主为圣呢
？So what is revere Christ as Lord?
尊主为圣的意思就是将基督从各样事物中圣别出来，尊他为王，使他凡事居首位。
It means sanctify, separate Jesus as holy from everything else.
主乃是圣洁的，是祭邪的，是不能够随便应付、轻慢不得的。
So God is holy, averse to evil. He cannot be mocked or treated lightly.
当你尊他为主，他就拥有你生命的主权。
He has sovereignty over your life.
你就应该把他摆在你生命当中的第一首位。
So put him first.
随时以满足神的期待，让神进展在你身上得荣耀为使命。
Satisfy his expectation all the time.
但请问这容不容易
？Is that easy?
不容易的。所以当然需要受苦，甚至付上代价。
So you may suffer and pay some price.
除非你以随便的态度敷衍，随便敷衍一下。
Unless you're so casual.
礼拜天上教会就经常迟到早退。
So often late for Sunday service or leave early.
祷告时候就是吃饭前象征性一下就快快结束。
Rush to token prayer before meals.
其他时间都是自己当主，自己做主，任意而行。这个不是尊主为大。
And self-center everyone else.
你这样更不会为主受苦。
So do as you please, you can't suffer
for the Lord. 所以假如是这样的人呢，他就不会有稳固的灵命。
Then you won't have solid spirituality.
那什么样才能拥有稳固的灵命呢？圣经中有一位人物叫约瑟。
So let's study Joseph in the Bible.
他是一位拥有稳固灵命的人。
He has solid spirituality.
他也是一位为义受逼迫的人。
He also suffered for righteousness.
那在他的一生当中充满着苦难，但是他仍是有福的。
Yet he suffered for God, but he was blessed.
因为主与他同在，使他办事尽都顺利。
God was with him and made him prosper.
尽管他的生命当中接连遭遇许多不公平的对待。
Despite unfair treatment in life.
他被他兄弟出卖卖为奴隶，后来担任管家。
He was sold into slavery by his brother.
主人信任他到一个地步呢，把家中一切都给他管理。
He became a butler and he earned the trust of his master in charge of the whole household.
但主人在外面忙碌，却忽略了他自己的妻子。
The lady of the house was lonely, neglected by the busy master.
女主人看见约瑟英俊潇洒，又聪明能干，好几次想勾引他。
She tried to seduce the young, handsome, capable Joseph.
然而约瑟不从，因为他心里尊主为圣。
Yet he always resisted the advance, since he revered God's name.
也就是他把主摆在他生命中的首位。
Let God in charge of his life.
所以约瑟这样说。
So he said.
我们一起来读好不好？预备。
In Genesis 39.
No
one is greater in this household than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife.How then can I do such wicked things, sin against God?
得罪神呢？你看约瑟那种敬畏的态度，对神那种的尊主为大。
So in other words, God is his ultimate master.
约瑟认为这个家最大的不是他的主人波提法，也不是他自己。
So not himself or master Potiphar.
更不是女主人。当主人不在的时候，女主人最大，其实不是的。
Nor lady of the house when Potiphar was not around.
因为他最大的主人就是天上这位神。
He put God first.
因为他心里尊主为大，神是轻慢不得的。
God cannot be mocked.
所以他就不能够越矩做出让神失望的事情。
He will not disappoint God.
就算为此付上严重的代价，他被诬告，甚至下到监狱里面为义受苦受逼迫，他也愿意。
Even pay the price of being falsely accused, jailed, suffered for righteousness willingly.
果然，他为此被诬告，结果被关在监狱里面了。
So he was put in jail.
不过没关系，因为神与他同在。
But God was with him.
哇，他带着能力，后来呢，就为人家解梦，可是解梦之后又被遗忘了，似乎很不公平啊。
He interpreted dream, yet was forgotten.
不幸的事情一直发生在他身上。
Misfortunes after misfortunes.
然而，经过一连串的苦难之后，他最后当上埃及的宰相。
Finally, Finally, he became prime minister of Egypt.
甚至拯救了整个以色列民族。
Even saved the nation of Israel.
他才知道，哦，原来一切苦难的背后都是神的旨意。
Then he realized God's will was behind all his sufferings.
同样，今天假如你正在遭遇苦难。
Similarly, if you are suffering.
你不要埋怨或是只想到眼前的不公平对待。
Don't complain or think it's unfair.
因为神的美意是你现在所不能够知道的。
You may not know God's will now.
你唯一能够做的就是你要心里尊主为圣，也就是将主摆在第一位。
All you can do is put God first, revere His name.
有受苦的心智来顺服神的旨意。
Submit to His will in suffering.
将来你就会知道答案，原来神的路最美好。
Eventually, you will know God's way is the best.
好，除了对上帝，第二方面要对自己，也是向内，要随时分享见证，能够常做准备来回答个人。
Secondly, toward yourself, ready to witness and answer to everyone.
好，让我们一起来读第十五节的下半节。
Verses 15.
来。
Always prepare to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect.
好，有人问你们心中的缘由呢，是说明一个有稳固灵命的人，他个人生命的见证与生活的态度是可以被人看见，甚至被人羡慕，甚至引起别人好奇，想要知道这活出心中盼望的原因是什么。
When asked you to give the reason of the hope that you have, a person with solid spirituality witness with his life and attitude.Obvious and envy by others to arouse interest in wanting to know the reason for his hope.
倘若我们信主之后，不但自己觉得没什么差别，而别人也看不出你有什么不同，这样我们就要检讨了。
If after accepting Christ, nobody can tell the difference, not even we can't, then we need to reflect.
可是我们长这个样子，信主之后是不是变了一个样子呢？好像也没什么差别啊。
We look the same.
那要让怎么样别人怎么看出我们的差别呢
？So how can we tell the difference?
啊，其实最容易让人家看出差别的，就是当我们人在面对苦难时的态度。
It's our attitude towards suffering.
别人一定会觉得奇怪，说：“哎，为什么你遭遇这样大的患难的事情，你还能够这样镇定，而且还是甚至喜乐，心中始终有一个盼望。”
People definitely wonder why you are so stoic in major suffering, even rejoice in it with hope.
这就是为何这段经文要一再提到为义受苦，行善受苦。
That is why the verses repeatedly mention suffer for righteousness, suffer for doing good.
你看，特别当一个人在一个无辜的情况之下，偏偏遭遇到一些苦难的对待，不公平的对待。
Despite suffering through innocence,
尽管如此，这个人心中不但没有埋怨，而且还能够充满盼望，这就有点不可思议啊。
Without complaint, instead full of hope, so incredible.
人家就会好奇，想要知道说到底背后是什么力量在支撑着他。
What kind of power sustains him?
我相信这是别人所羡慕并且想要知道的。于是这就成为我们传福音的最好机会。
People will envy and like to know why this is the prime opportunity to evangelize.
所以因此我们就要常做准备来分享见证。
So we should always be ready to share and witness.
常做准备的意思就是指平时就要准备好如何来回答对方，不要等到机会这个错失了。
Don't wait until opportunity presents itself.
如果当有人来问你说，哎，你心中盼望的缘由。结果你说、哦、等一下，等一下，我要回去好好准备、下礼拜我再来告诉你。我告诉你，你就错失机会了。
Then it may be too late, since you may not be ready.、
哦、那再来是分享的态度也很重要。
Attitude on how to share also matters very much.
圣经讲到用以温柔、跟敬畏的心、什么是温柔呢？温柔是指回答时的态度要温和有礼。
Gentleness means reply politely.
要知道神学上的争辩是最容易让人大动肝火。
People lose temper in theology debate.
宗教的见解的差异也最令双方互相敌视。
Enmity often results from religious differences.
那无论在传福音或是在为真道辩护的时候，我觉得态度温和乃是非常重要的。
Regardless, argue for gospel or truth. Gentle altitude is the paramount importance.
除此之外呢，我们要有需要有敬畏的心。
Also respect.
敬畏的心是指回答的存心和动机是出于对神的敬畏。
Out of reverence to God in motivation and intention when answer.
这样的话，你就会谨慎言行而不虚浮夸耀。
Then you will be cautious, not exaggerating or frivolous.
有时候我们为主做见证的时候啊，我们常常会说的过分夸张，那只会产生反效果。
Sometimes we exaggerate it when witness for God and turn people off.
其实我们不需要那么样的夸张，让人家觉得哇，好神奇啊！讲，当然我们说的是实话，可是有时候我们不要过分的夸张。
It's not necessary to exaggerate.
当我们太过夸张的原因，那就是我们没有对神存敬畏的心。
Or because we lack respect for God.
难道神那样伟大，还需要你替他背书吗？
So God doesn't need us.
总而言之，有三方面都要兼顾：准备是对己，温柔是对人，敬畏是对神。
So we need to be gentle to others and respect God. 好，
几年前我曾经参加一场非常特别的丧礼。
Several years ago, I attended a very special funeral.
有一位16岁的少女。这是我一个非常要好的朋友，她的宝贝女儿。
Of a 16-year-old girl, I had witnessed her grow up, the darling of my best friend.
她跟我的女儿也是一起长大的，她们年纪都很相仿。
Age similar to my daughters grew up together.
那一场车祸就丧生了。
She died in a car accident.
原来是因为带她的一位朋友，一位同学，也是 teenager， 那呢，她带她的时候不遵守交通规则 ，stop sign 没有停。结果呢？旁边一部车就侧面直接把他冲撞，他就当场过世了。
The teenage driver ran a stop sign, and the car was T-boned, and she died instantly.
而这位肇事者他只受了轻伤。
And the driver only suffered minor injuries.
那在当地新闻报纸都刊登了这则新闻，全镇都知道这个消息。
It was all over the local news.
那照理讲，家属应该非常的气愤，怪罪这个肇事者，要求严重赔偿，甚至要坐牢付上代价。
The family should have been very angry at the drivers or demand retribution or jail time.
但是他们竟然没有。
But they didn't.
这整个追思会非常的特别。
It was a very unique memorial service.
他的人潮呢，拥挤从下午三点到晚上七点，这个瞻仰遗容的队伍没有停止。
Viewing was non-stop from 3 to 7 p.m.
我过去从来没有看过这么一个人参加一场这个告别式，要拖到七点半才开始追悼会。
So many people showed up, and the memorial service started at 7:30.
若不是主席提醒队伍说我们要结束了，我们要结束了，可能还会再继续拖。
After MC reminded viewing was ending, otherwise it may not have started.
那个教会呢？还好，那个教会蛮大的。最后呢，大概有五六百人留下来参加的告别式。
More than 500 or 600 stayed for memorial service.
那整个程序呢，也充满对神的感恩与对这个小女孩的不舍。
It was full of thanksgiving to God and the unbearable parting.
那家人的致辞当中呢，以仅仅回忆过去的美好时光，以及感谢这么多的关爱者。没有任何的埋怨。
Family fondly remember her past, thank people for their caring and love without any complaints.
也没有任何负面情绪的表达。
Or negative emotions.
包括节目单这个故人简介，这个车祸上升也是轻描淡写。
Bulletin understated the car accident.
只有一再重复未来在天上再相见的盼望。
Mostly about future reunion in heaven.
那当家属致完词之后，有一位大概20多岁的很年轻的这个传道人，我猜可能是他的青少年牧师，他就上来证道。
A recent seminary grad was giving sermon.
那他的口才不怎么好。 他的信息内容，我相信每个人都会讲。
He was not eloquent. The message was run-of-the-mill pedestrian.
但是我要说，这简直就是一场布道会啊！
Just like evangelistic gathering.
那当他呼召的时候，台下我看见好多年轻人都举手，他要信耶稣了。
Yet during altar calls, so many youngsters raise their hands and accept Christ.
我相信那是因为有一群人他看见，他想要知道那个心中盼望的缘由在哪里。
I believe it all because they witnessed the reason of hope.
于是家属就抓住了这宝贵的时机，在整个追悼会、追思礼拜，就是预备好以温柔敬畏的心来回答这些人的问题。
Family were prepared and took the precious opportunity to answer the questions with gentleness and respect.
这是一个很普通、一个家庭、一个很平凡的小女孩，住在一个小镇，仅活了16年短暂的生命，但是竟然可以影响这么大，叫多么有意义。
An ordinary life of a 16-year-old girl in a small town touched so many people. How meaningful.
最后乃是对人也是向外要存着一个无愧的良心，以宽广的心胸来面对毁谤。
Lastly, to others, open-minded, forgiving against slanders.
让我们一起来读第十六节，好了。
Verses 16.
预备，请。
Keeping a clear conscience, so that they who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be answered, ashamed of their slander.
羞愧。我们直接读这样子的经文，好像有一点怪怪的，好像诬赖你们在基督里有好品性，好像怪怪的哈。不过如果原文直译的话，哈，是大概是这个样子。他说持守着纯善的良心，使那些诬赖你们在这基督里有好品性的人，就在毁谤你们是作恶的事上自觉惭愧。
A different translation to keep a good conscience, so that in the thing in which you are slandered, they who revive your good behavior in Christ will be put to shame.
那既然我们知道被人毁谤是很正常的，所以呢，就不要去在乎别人背后如何说你。
Since it's common to be slandered, don't care what other people say behind your back.
因为反正你不管怎么样，别人总会说你的。
Since you can't please everyone.
这世上就是有些人总是要借着在背后毁谤人，才能够找到他们人生的乐趣。其实这种人是很可怜的。
So it's pitiful to be a slanderer.
而且你不要怀疑，你绝对斗不过这种人。
It's no use fighting.
你唯一能够做的就是要存着无愧的良心，以宽广的心胸来面对。
As long as you have clear conscience and open-minded about slanders.
好，那被毁谤是什么意思呢？就是指被人以莫须有的指控加在他的身上。
Slander accuse something you have not done.
对于人的毁谤与诬赖，我们要以宽广的心胸来面对。
Be open-minded with a forgiving mind.
所以要存着无愧的良心。什么是无愧的良心呢？是指行事为人不亏负人，良心没有不安，觉得可以对得住神。
Keep a clear conscience means at peace with God in your own behavior and action.
我们常常说问心无愧的意思。
So you have no shame in yourself.
那诬赖是什么意思呢？诬赖的意思也是指被凌辱骚扰。
Slander means insult, pastor.
假如你在基督里有好品性，却遭到不实的指控，甚至被凌辱骚扰，被恶意的重伤，这个言语或是行为来，这个言语来对待，这时候你除了要对神存着无愧的良心，你还要对人存着宽广的心胸。
Even we have behaved in Christ, still we may haveaccused, even insulted, pastor, maliciously harassed. So if that's the case, other than clear conscience, so we need to keep a forgiving heart.
你不要去为自己辩护，因为没有用，除非你心里有鬼。对，讲对了，所以心中不踏实，就会按捺不住。
Not to defend yourself.
你唯一能做的就是在神面前安静等候得力。才能够胜过。
Quiet before God. Don't always explain your point of view.
最后那些 以不实指控毁谤你的人就会自食其果，也就是自觉羞愧。
Until the unsubstantiated accusation run its course, they will be ashamed.
最后他们会自己感到惭愧不已，原来是他们自己错了。
Of their own wrongful statement.
摩西他的遭遇说明这个道理。
What happened to Moses illustrates this matter.
在民数记十二章一到三节记载的这段经文。
In Numbers 12, verses 1 to 3.
好，让我们一起来攻读。
Let's read together. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite. Has the Lord spoken only through Moses? They asked. Has he not also spoken through us? And the Lord heard this. Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of earth.
当时摩西的领导权柄受到挑战。
Moses' leadership was being challenged.
这些反对者以摩西娶古时外邦女子为妻作为诉求。
His opposition petitioned that he married a Gentile wife.
在今天这叫做异国婚姻。
So it's called interracial marriage.
也就是他以个人家庭问题来拿来被扩大来大做文章毁谤他。
They slander him with personal attack on his family.
但其实他心里的企图可能就是要取代摩西领袖的地位。
They actually schemed to usurp his leadership role.
我相信让摩西难过的是挑战他领袖权柄的不是别人，乃是他最亲密的哥哥亚伦跟姐姐米利安。
Sadly, he was challenged by his own sister Miriam and brother Aaron.
在这个时候，摩西没有为自己辩护，只是存着一颗无愧的良心，以宽广的心胸来面对毁谤，并且从神得力。
Moses didn't defend for himself, and he dealt with clear conscience and forgiving mind.
他谦和地默默忍受一切毁谤与控告。
Humbly and silently endured the slander and accusation.
到一个地步，圣经替他添上注解，有一个括号，有些版本有括号，那表示这段可能不是他自己写的。
To the point that the Bible mentioned something.
那个括号呢，是记在第三节。我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of earth.
许多版本都有括号，因为摩西是《生命记》的这个摩西五经的作者，显然这句话不是自己写的，因为自己写这个就不谦卑了嘛。
This verse is also usually with parentheses because Moses wrote Pentateuch. Apparently, he did not write this verse. Otherwise, he'll be too arrogant.
而是神亲自为他辩护，为他伸张公义而补上的。
Yet God defended himself to Moses and justified adding these verses.
在美国各地都有异国婚姻。
Interracial marriages are all over the United States.
中西部也是如此。
Especially in Midwest.
从中西部搬过来，我在那边好多的异国婚姻是华人呢嫁给当地的美国人。
Chinese woman married local American man.
那很多夫妇很特别啊，是男的呢这个一句中文都不会，女的一句英文都不会，居然可以生活在一起。
Many couples doesn't speak English and the other doesn't speak Chinese. Amazingly, they can live together.
不像我们在这里，华人很多，华人社团也很多啊，中餐馆也很多，所以他们在那边就显得更孤单了。
Here in Orange County, there are many Chinese restaurants and clubs. No such luck in Midwest. So interracial marriage Chinese often feel very lonely and helpless.
所以我在过去的教会服事的时候，就成立一个异国婚姻团契来帮助这些有时候他们觉得很孤单的人，让他们有一个归宿。
So in the past, I set up interracial marriage fellowship in my church.
因为我觉得他们难处会比一般正常婚姻来得多。
Since such marriages are more difficult.
他们被人毁谤，背后闲言闲语的机会也会比一般人更多。
More slandering and gossip behind their back.
有人会讲，哎呀，你这么优秀，怎么会嫁给这样的人呢？一定是贪人家的身份啊，为了人家的钱呢，这背后在那指指点点。
Such as why you married down or married for a green car or money, pointing fingers behind their back.
的确啊，那些华人嫁过来的，他们都至少有大学文凭啊。
Yeah, because most Chinese have a college diploma.
而且长得也算不错啊，可是男方就条件没那么好。
So usually the male is not as qualified.
所以就是找不到老婆嘛，所以只好就是网那个网络就点一点，就居然有人啊愿意就嫁给他了哈。
So it's a internet shotgun marriage.
所以当然我们不去批评这样的人哈，可是他们进入这个婚姻，他们也很苦啊。
Well, there's always some. Well, there's difficulty in every marriage, anyway.
但是感谢主，借着我们成立的这个异我婚姻团契，哇，很多人就聚在一起了，彼此鼓励，然后面对别人的轻蔑的这种毁谤与指控，他们就慢慢习以为常了。
Praise the Lord, I set up interracial marriage fellowship in my previous church for those people to mingle and encourage each other against slander and accusation and contempt.Getting used to it and no longer care or fuss over.
并且他们也聚在一起，常常用圣经的话语彼此鼓励。我觉得这也是一个很好，就算他们有错，也在神面前也重新悔改了。这是一个很棒的结果。
So they encourage other with biblical truths. That's very, very helpful.
其实我发现了，你要受到别人的毁谤，并不一定是要异国婚姻。任何人都可能受到毁谤与指控的，是不是？
Slanders and accusation can happen to anyone, not just interracial marriage.
所以重点不是在于我们如何避免受到毁谤，而是如何能够存着无愧的良心。
They are unavoidable. The key is clear conscience.
那什么是存着无愧的良心呢？
So what's clear conscience?
是不是只说只要我问心无愧啊，我良心过得去，我随时可以，我想做怎么样做就怎么样做，我才不管别人的看法，是不是这样子？
It's not about ourselves. Act upon my own opinion and disregard comments from others.
不是哦，存着无愧的良心有三方面的态度都要考量。
We need three considerations.
第一是对自己的要求，第二是对上帝的忠诚，第三是对他人的责任。
Demand to yourself loyalty to God, responsibility to others.
正如在使徒行传24:16所说的。
As in Acts chapter 24:16.
让我们一起来攻读，好不好？预备，请。
So I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and men.
都常存着无愧的良心，因为我相信我们每个人将来都要对上帝交账。
We all need to give an account to God eventually.
所以我们要谨慎的态度来检视我们在地上所做的一切事。
We need to examine everything we do on earth cautiously.
然后我们要以负责任的态度来面对每一天的挑战。
Responsible to daily challenges.
而不单只是不理会别人的毁谤跟误解而已。
Not just disregard slanders or misunderstanding.
也不是一种这个仇恨的心态。等着看那些毁谤人的那个将来有什么报应下场，不是这样子。
Nor hatred, nor wait and see about retribution.
唯有相信神在掌权，伸冤在主。
Believe in God, vengeance is mine, I will repay.
至于别人加注在你身上的不实控告，总会水落石出。
The truth will come out against false accusation.
这样我们才能够去经历，原来神使万事互相效力，叫爱神的人。
So that we can experience all things work out for good to those who love God.
于是所有发生在你身上的不公平对待就会有意义了。
So everything means something from God.
所以最后，稳固灵命的塑造绝对不是在舒适的环境下完成的。
Solid spirituality is never molded in cozy comfort.
稳固灵命的形成也绝对不是在幸福与荣华当中达成的。
Or smooth sailing condition.
稳固的灵命需要配合苦难的环境来接受考验与煎熬。
It will be tested through suffering, trials and tribulations.
特别是为主受苦受苦难与逼迫所回应出的行为态度表现。
Especially attitude when prosecuted for God's sake.
但很可惜的是，在今天许多教会当中，许多人一直在倡导成功神学。
Alas, many churches promote prosperity theology.
它既吸引大批梦想健康发财的信徒加入
，attract dreamers for health and wealth，
也吸引那些无心在十字架道路上一步一脚印行走，使那些不做努力、不付代价而想超属灵命成长捷径的人皈依。
We have no interest in the path to the cross. They don't make the effort nor pay the price. Look for shortcut in spiritual growth.
更虏获了一些认知能力与思辨能力较弱的信徒。
attracted light-hearted believer lacking discernment or critical thinking.
将对永生的盼望转为对今世成功的追捧。
Chased worldly success instead of eternal hope.
他们对人生苦难议题毫无兴趣，甚至认为那是失败基督徒的下场。
They have no interest in human suffering, regard suffering as for defeated Christian.
你看这样的人的信仰根基如此浅薄。
Their foundation of belief is so superficial.
他们光以暂时的现象来决定他们信仰的成败。
Success is judged by instant gratification.
难怪我要说他们不能够拥有稳固的灵命。
No wonder they can't have solid spirituality.
你看，假如名利、地位、财富、健康真的是所谓基督徒的成功的话，那我告诉你，主耶稣就是世界上最不成功的一个。
If wealth, fame, status, fortune, health define success as Christian, then Jesus is the least successful.
因为狐狸有洞，天上的飞鸟有窝，但是人头人子却连枕头的地方都没有。
Since foxes have holes, birds have nests, Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
那主耶稣不是最失败吗？
So he's the least successful.
而且许多圣经的一些人物也都失败了。
Many great characters in Bible failed in life.
包括保罗也失败了。
Paul being one.
彼得也失败了。
Peter.
那些为主殉道的人他们都失败了。
And all the martyrs.
那些所有遇遭遇苦难的人都失败了。
So they all suffered.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
在这个时代我们需要有稳固的灵命。
In this age and time,We need solid spirituality.
你我的灵命若需要得到稳固，我们就应当要好好思考我们所面对苦难考验的背后益处。
We need to meditate the benefits behind trials and tribulations.
以及我们所应当有的回应态度。
With proper attitude to respond.
请容许我再次提醒，就算神的旨意要是要让你承受苦难
，It is God's will.
你宁愿是因行善受苦，而不要是因行恶受罚。
You rather suffer for doing good, not for doing evil.
我们要相信，无论如何，神仍在掌权。
Regardless, our God reigns.
不管发生什么事情，愿神的旨意成就。
That will be done.
让我们一起来努力，不要畏惧难处，只要信靠耶稣。
Let's strive for solid spirituality, trust in Jesus.
使我们都有拥有稳固的灵命，你们说好不好？
To have solid spirituality.
好，让我们一起来回应信靠耶稣这首歌。
Let's respond with the hymn, Trusting Jesus. Let's arise.